This week's episode of Legends of Gotham is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/Gotham. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/Gotham.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
This is not a city for nice guys.
Stop or I'll shoot!
However dark and scary the world might be right now, there will be light. There will be light for us.
It's 11:11 p.m. on a cold night, and the wind is blowing down a dirty alley. Welcome to Legends of Gotham, where we talk about Fox's new series, Gotham, set in the world of Batman. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne Marie DeSimone.
And this is our first episode.
Woo-hoo!
So I can get out of that kind of...
Out of it.
You know, we're still trying out intros, openings,
structure. We're probably
going
to have a different intro until the season every week until the season starts.
Yeah, I would assume the shape of the show or the podcast will completely change once we actually have a show.
A show.
But, you know, we did our zero episode last week. We're doing our first episode this week because we got some...
We got a trailer.
News. We got a big old promo.
A 2-minute long promo, which is kind of big.
Yeah, it aired last night, Monday night this week. During 24. And saw a lot of positive buzz,
a lot of buzz
on the interwebs about it.
A lot of buzz.
Unfortunately, I for some reason, one, I can't comment on YouTube videos.
Oh.
And two, anytime I post a YouTube video to my Google Plus page, it shows up as a comment on YouTube. So I post a link to the trailer and I'm like, man, this trailer looks awesome. I can't wait to record our podcast about it tomorrow night. And it becomes the top comment on the official Fox YouTube page for the
promo. Oh, it's
promo.
On the official page?
Yeah, over 1 million views. And I'm sitting there like looking like I'm plugging this podcast at the top of it. So if you came here from the YouTube page,
welcome.
Thank you. And
how did you find us since you didn't actually mention it?
But I, if you want to see the trailer and haven't already, we'll have a link in our show notes over at legendsofgotham.com. Basically, I guess we'll just get in and start talking about it. Like we mentioned in the Zero episode, I'm the Batman fan. Anne Marie is the procedural fan.
Especially police procedurals.
We meet in Gothamville.
Gotham City!
Anne Marie, not knowing too much about the characters outside of, and we might talk about it here in a minute, but of the Batman the Animated Series episode we watched last week. Weekend. What did you think overall of the trailer?
I'm excited.
You're
it gets
excited?
Me really excited to dive in and learn more.
Any characters that stuck out to you or that seemed interesting?
The Penguin. But the Penguin's always interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with how the Penguin is portrayed in comics?
No.
These days?
Not even remotely. Nope. Mm-mm.
Well, basically, these days in the comics, you know, he's not flying around with an umbrella and all sorts of trick umbrellas and stuff. He should be. He totally should be. And Gordon should have a mustache.
He'll grow one.
This is this is the prequel to the mustache, more or less.
Yeah.
Good. Penguin, the way he is now in the comics, he's more of like, he's a facilitator between the different mob families and stuff in Gotham. Someone needs some weapons brought into town. There's the Penguin and his, I forget the name of his club. I know it by heart, but it's slipping my mind at the moment.
That makes so much more sense now then.
Yeah, but he has a nightclub where he runs all these operations out of, and there's gambling and this, that, and the other. So, and he looks really good in this. He almost,
it's rather svelte in comparison to the character I'm used to.
Yes, yes. This is also the origin of his hamburger addiction, I guess. all sorts of origins happening.
Many new things.
A couple things came up in this promo that hadn't been publicly announced before. One of them being that we're going to get Poison Ivy in the episode two. And right now in the promo, she looks kind of like a... You know, teenage science geek, glasses, little not svelte.
Not the buxom woman that you typically think of. Yes. Just like Catwoman.
Exactly.
It's not that.
Yeah, but she's aged around the same age as Bruce and Selina are in this trailer. So a lot of people are like, oh, is this Batman kids or Batman babies or something like that? And no, I really don't think so. Like, they seem to be taking a very mature tack on it. Something that really surprised me is I thought that, you know, Gordon was just going to be bumping into Bruce, you know, haphazardly throughout the show, but it seems like it's going to be more central. Although, I mean, this is all pulled from the pilot, so it could just be the pilot.
And of course, they're going to pull as much Batman in the pilot, in the promo.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. They even, in the scene where they show Bruce down on his knees crying because his parents are dead, if you notice the way they're laid out, I'll try and pull it up here on the computer, but it looks like the bat symbol. On the ground, like you'll see.
Pause.
Yeah, it looks just like the bat symbol, or maybe him there with his cape on or something. But it looks more like the bat symbol than anything, which I thought was a really cool direction choice. I'm pretty sure that's been done in a comic before, but hey, they're stealing from the right comics, right? Yeah. So yeah, really good trailer overall. I'm trying to think of anything else that jumped out at me is pretty interesting in it.
I like that we got a lot, but we didn't get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, like I said, the Penguin, he just came on screen, was really interesting because I'm trying to figure out if he's legit trying to warn them that war is coming, there will be blood in the streets.
Yeah.
Or if he's setting him up for something.
See,
especially now that I know the mob connection and that, you know.
We'll be looking at the official character bios and stuff here in a minute, but it almost strikes me with the way he's talking to Gordon and the way obviously maybe Gordon or maybe Bullock have roughed him up that maybe he's an informant who isn't talking enough or something like that. But I really like it. I really kind of – I almost get like a S.H.I.E.L.D. vibe off of this. I know you haven't watched The S.H.I.E.L.D., but I just watched the whole series earlier this year, and it really feels like, you know – you know, and I mean, it's Gotham, so it's going to be that way anyway, but, you know, kind of just a cop coming into a corrupt department kind of thing, where in The S.H.I.E.L.D., obviously, the cop in the corrupt department was also corrupt himself, probably the worst one.
Corrupt.
But who knows, maybe Gordon could have some darkness in him, too, that, you know, maybe...
Is he always a military guy?
No, not at all.
Because he is in this.
Yeah, it's very obvious they've set up that he's a military guy in that. But no, he was just a cop, I believe, in the original.
Because I was about to say, any reference to him that I've ever known, he's a fairly dorky...
Well, I wouldn't say dorky.
Okay, well, this is my interpretation. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Which is part of the reason why we're educating you on the Batman mythology. But go ahead. No, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
I'm looking for Joe on the Street's average impression of Commissioner Gordon.
Well, Josephine on the Street.
No, Joe, J-O, like from Facts of Life.
Or no. Yeah, I don't know. I just never thought of him as uber tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the old 60s Batman show. He was kind of adult, for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't look very adulty.
Yeah, and even in the, in the Nolan films, he's pretty competent. But in the older Batman films, he's kind of just someone to flip the switch on the bat signal, more or less. Which, we won't get any of that, because no Batman, no bat signal, so...
That'll be the series finale, the first bat signal.
I wonder if little Bruce Wayne will do the disappearing trick, though. Like,
Gordon's
talking to him, and he gets distracted.
Turns around, dog. Yeah, he'll do the disappearing trick. Except he did try and jump off of a roof.
Yes, he did. Yeah, they do show him kind of balancing on the edge of the roof. It's pretty crazy.
Crazy.
But a really good promo so far. I'm trying. We're watching through it again. I'm seeing.
I'm excited for Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, and we'll talk. I think we have something specifically talking about her character in a moment. But you know what? Real quick, before we move into the other Gotham news, since you know, initially we were going to do this episode, it was going to be on the animated Batman Year One, but then the trailer dropped and we were like, okay, we have to get an trailer. Episode out. That'll be next episode. Feel free, you know, to send in your thoughts about Batman Year One to legendsofgotham@gmail.com. But we sat down and watched an episode of Batman the Animated Series that focused on Bullock, because you weren't familiar with Bullock at all.
I have never heard the word Bullock until this week.
And what was your general impression of that episode? If you guys don't remember, you know what? The name completely escaped me. I probably should have written it down.
A Bullet for Bullock?
Yeah, A Bullet for Bullock. The one where Bullock needs Batman's help to, clear his name.
Yeah.
Or save him from, the guy.
Save him from dying.
Yeah.
Because of his landlord.
But what was your impression overall?
My impression, it was a good episode, actually. kind of felt for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like he doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Than to just be sloppy and mean and backwards. Or
yeah, he's kind of like that monkey you see at the back of the cage, just like playing in his own filth, but he seems happy, so maybe we'll just let him go. You know, when we have to do our big monkey task that we all have to participate in, he's there. He does a good job. You know, let him be in his sloppy apartment and stuff. Something I was telling you when we were watching it, though, is that it really depends on the creator how he's portrayed. In some versions, he's kind of like that lovable oaf. Like we saw in the Batman the Animated Series episode. And in other versions, he is just as corrupt as corrupt can be. In fact, I believe the character is based on sort of like a bit character from Batman Returns.
Oh, really?
I think. Or, you know, he featured pretty prominently in there where he was completely corrupt. And I could
what
be.
What do you think he is with this one?
With this one, I think considering how close he's going to be working with Gordon, I almost want to say they're going to do where he's already on the department. He's already a little corrupt. Gordon's not, and maybe he influenced.
He's never killed anybody.
Yeah, but maybe he influences Gordon to go a little darker. But then, you know, Gordon turns it around in the end, where Harvey falls off a cliff. You know, Harvey Bullock falls off a cliff. That would be my prediction at this point after seeing 2 minutes of footage.
And really only about like a minute and a half because of all the dung dung.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. We're sort of going with the dung dung.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch SVU, the guy that's playing Bullock is currently on SVU.
Yes.
Which makes me happy and sad all at the same time, because his character just got introduced this season.
And will probably be dead.
He will either be dead or moving on soon, because he's a main character of Gotham. And he's really good on SVU.
Yeah,
but again, crime dramas, big fan.
Mm-hmm. And something I wasn't aware of was that Richard Kine from, you know, Spin City and everything was going to be playing the mayor too. That's kind of fun.
Love it.
But we'll talk about the cast a little more in just a second here. Let's see here. Okay, I guess I don't know. How do we do this? I know on our other podcast, Greetings from Storybrooke, we do a very goofy thing. It seems like it should be more serious to break up the sections here. So
No, I think we still need the arbitrary. Oh, I was going to give it an arbitrary rating.
Oh, the promo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it an arbitrary rating.
Okay.
We got to have some consistencies amongst ourselves.
Out of
make it slightly normal, because the first one.
Yeah, two Wayne corpses.
Oh.
How many Wayne corpses would you give it, the promo?
What can I give it? One Wayne corpse and four extremities.
Which four?
Arms and legs.
Okay, why?
Because it was a really good promo. It got me very, very excited. Like, yeah, I've been looking forward to this. We're doing the podcast. We've been talking about it for eons.
And eons.
And as soon as they officially said, hey, we're doing this, we were like, why don't we name the podcast? Find the website. Lock down the Twitter. It was hilarious.
We wanted to be first on the block, although we were second.
First comment, first like. But... this makes me even more excited. It makes me more pumped. Yeah, I just can't wait to see what they're going to do. And I really hope that I don't have to spew hater aid all over this really quick.
Yeah, we just need to get your book learning in over the summer.
Teach
you everything you need to know about Batman. I'm even going to make you read a couple comic books.
No!
We have to read Gotham Central. It's unavoidable.
No comics.
It's an award-winning series based on the Gotham City Police Department.
So, can I have my 6-year-old read it and give me the cliff notes?
Probably not. Right? Although he can help you. He can definitely help
can
you.
Can he help
you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
For sure. And as for me, I'll give it 2 full Wayne bodies.
Full Wayne corpses.
Wayne corpses. Excuse me. Excuse me. But no trust fund.
No trust.
No trust fund.
Man, so, no trust
fund. So he will never become the bat. No, but it looks really good. Really excited about the show. Hoping, you know, we can get some clips going on from the pilot soon. Maybe they'll even play the pilot over the summer. That would be neat.
They're not going to do that.
It looks almost like it's done.
Oh, I'm sure it's done. Or very close to.
Yeah. By the way, if anyone has any contacts out there at Fox Publicity, we're trying to get on the list so we can get, you know, promotional photos,
interviews,
PR pieces, news as it comes out over the summer. You know, so have them drop us a line, legendsofgotham@gmail.com. Still trying to get used to saying it.
Or you can tweet us at Legends of Gotham.
Yes.
Or you can find us on the Facebooks at facebook.com/legendsofgotham.
/legendsofgotham. Okay, now on to the news. Do 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 news.
Can we get transition music?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe we'll just use the theme music as transition music, or come up with something.
Let's look into something other than whatever that just was.
No, I like it. It was a minor key version of what we do over on the other podcast. Yeah, but we have a few news items here too that we wanted to address. First off, Fox officially ordered Gotham to series, which was kind of an open secret, sort of a.
We're not going to confirm and we're not going to deny
it. We have to say it at a certain time for our investors, blah, blah, blah.
There's legalities.
But officially ordered to series, so you know it won't be a wasted purchase of the domain name for us. And you can probably feel pretty safe at least you know, paying attention to the show and this podcast up through you know, December, February, somewhere in there.
Right.
So that's always good to hear. And we also got a bunch of character bios here, official character bios. These came out probably about a month ago, but, you know, it's our first episode, so we're trying to get you all the news about Gotham that you might not have gotten yet, because a lot of people haven't even heard.
They either haven't heard about it, they have no idea when it's coming, mm-hmm. they're completely confused.
Or they hear Gotham and they think, oh, it's a New York City show or, you know, something.
Yeah, I never even think that.
Well, Gotham, that's a nickname for Gotham, or New York City is Gotham.
Yeah, to me, that's the Big Apple.
But anyway, we get a couple character bios here. You have it pulled up, Amber, are you right?
I do.
Okay, we'll go back and forth. I'll start, and we'll read through these real quick. Okay, Detective James Gordon, which is being played by Ben McKenzie. James Gordon grew up in Gotham City's surrounding suburbs and romanticized the city, where his late father once served as a successful district attorney, which might bring a whole new dimension to his relationship with Harvey Dent.
Yes.
As a glamorous and exciting metropolis, Gotham will follow the young detective's turbulent and singular rise through the Gotham City Police Department as he navigates the multiple layers of corruption that secretly rule Gotham City, the spawning ground of the world's most iconic villains, and will also focus on the unlikely friendship that he forms with the young heir to the Wayne fortune. I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who Wayne Fortune is. All right. Harvey Bullock, played by Donald Logue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. Jim Gordon's partner and mentor, the rough around the edges detective Harvey Bullock, plays loose with police procedure but gets results. And he does so with old school hard panache. Hard A panache.
I don't know.
Are
we going to curse on this show? It is a bit of more of an adult show.
How about we see how the first episode goes first?
Yeah, let's see how the first episode goes. If you want us to curse...
Let's not earn the explicit rating from the promo.
If you want us to have some light cursing, let us know. if you don't, also let us know. Because the other show we do, Greetings from Storybrooke, we don't at all. Just because it's kind of, you know, family hour sort of thing. But this show, yeah, maybe.
It's been a lot of guns.
Okay, next up is Alfred Pennyworth... Pennyworth being played by Sean Pertwee, who is, I believe, the son of a former Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Pertwee. Let's see. A tough-as-nails ex-Marine from East London, Alfred has loyally served the Waynes. Now in the wake of their tragic deaths, he's fiercely protective of young Bruce Wayne.
And he just lets him go play up on the roof.
Yeah, and that's something you might not know about Alfred, too, you know, seeing as you're not as well-versed.
All I know is the cartoon version.
Yeah, but a lot of the versions of Alfred, including the one from Batman, the animated series, had a history as some sort of spy or a government agent, MI6, something like that. And I believe it's his father, Jarvis, was the Wayne's butler. But it was like a family position, so when he died, Alfred had to step in. The timing of that is different in different versions. Sometimes it's when the Waynes pass away or around then. Sometimes it's a couple years before, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, he's a super spy.
That's cool.
Which is why Bruce decided he can be trusted with his secret identity Everything. And all that. Yeah.
All right. Oswald Cobblepot, a.k.a. The Penguin, played by Robin Lord-Taylor. Oswald Cobblepot, aka the Penguin, has the brains of a chess grandmaster and the morals of a jackal. The jackal. A low-level psychopath for gangster Fish Mooney, Jada Pinkett Smith. He hides his sadistic lust for power behind an exquisitely polite demeanor. Well, this has already told me so much. Because I kept going, what about Jada?
Yes. Okay, next up is Selina Kyle / the future Catwoman. And it's played by Cameron Bikondova, I think. Bikondova. Selina is a teenage orphan who is suspicious and wholly unpredictable. A street thief and skilled pickpocket, she's dangerous when cornered. And then it just has some more information about who's producing, who's directing, who's writing the script. And Warner Brothers obviously is producing with the help of DC Entertainment. But they also have character portraits for everyone here too. We got this from, and this is a site I've been following. I believe it's done by the same people who do K-Site. It's called GothamSite.com, and I've been following them on Twitter. They always have a lot of good info. Check them out, and we'll have that link in the show notes on our website too. I know next up, and we led the show off with this, that little quote about 11 p.m. in a dark alley and everything. It was actually from an interview with Donald Loge, who's playing Harvey Bullock. And I just wanted to pull a little quote here that maybe we could talk about a little bit about what he said about, Gotham in general, Gotham the city. There were factors holding it in place, he continued, whether it be the Wayne family, the wealthy parents of Bruce Wayne, or something else. So you catch this city just as things start to break, and this curmudgeon-y guy who's managed to survive by sometimes having to pay the devil a little bit to help keep the peace. He's talking about his character Bullock. He meets this guy who's actually a real principal do-gooder, Gordon, but he's a little more capable than the other do-gooders who've come before, who have just gotten crushed by the machine, the anarchy that is Gotham. So I think he is won over by Gordon. Tonally, it's interesting because the city of Gotham itself is almost like a psychological description of the Jungian shadow. So it can be anything, like a doorway could lead to anywhere. It could be the 20s, it could be the 50s, it could be a Blade Runner-esque futuristic thing. It was interesting finding out, tonally speaking, it didn't really belong to a specific time or place. That's what I kind of love about it. And I would argue, that's what made the old Batman, the animated series worked so well too, is they had that kind of dark art deco design choices from the 40s in the art direction. But, they had TVs and computers and phones, cellular phones, stuff like that. Well, maybe not cellular phones. I can't remember. It sounds like it's going to be interesting. It seems like Gordon's kind of going to come in just as things get serious.
Yeah.
And all these big villains with these big egos and wanting to make a big impact.
Lots of big.
Yes.
Lots of blood.
Big and bad. But this is over on IGN.com. It's a big interview with him where he talks about a lot of other stuff. The loss of the Waynes, Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle's relationship, etc. Definitely check that out. Now let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. We have some set photos that were taken a couple like a month or so ago of young Catwoman and Bruce Wayne on set. Now, we have just some fun shots of them in the street here. I'll bring this over here so maybe you can see it a little better.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, she's sneaking down a fire escape with some milk in her coat. And it's cool, kind of cool how they do it, too, because she has the hood which sometimes kind of sticks out, the corners stick out almost right. like ears. And she, if you're familiar with the modern Catwoman in the comics, she's wearing the goggles that Catwoman always wears instead of a mask
oh.
now. So yeah, kind of like the round steampunky kind of goggles.
Yeah, they're very steampunky.
Which is cool. And let's see if we can get this going here. Yeah, but lots of her sneaking down the fire escape. Action shots of Ben McKenzie as Gordon. Looks like it's a chase scene.
Chasing
like
somebody because
yeah.
his feet are moving.
Yep. Jumping over a brick wall, which is fun. This is taking a long time to click through these yeah. individually. A lot of good stuff here. And I believe there's some shots of the young Bruce Wayne later on, too. So, yeah, interesting. Definitely take a look at those. Again, a visual thing, yeah. which is probably not great for a podcast.
Okay. But we're talking about it.
And, I think I meant to put a story about Jada Pinkett Smith in here.
Yeah, you didn't.
I did not. The basic deal with Jada Pinkett Smith, she's playing – I forget what the character's name was.
Fish Mooney,
who's kind of a big boss in the Gotham underworld. Most people are theorizing that she's going to be kind of the big bad of the season.
Okay.
But she has said publicly that it's going to be a great year on Gotham, implying that, you know, she might just be the big bad for the season. I wonder if her son will make it any appearances or if he's too busy making insane tweets.
Oh, I don't know anything about his tweets.
Oh, his tweets are nuts. You should look them up. No, I don't. But they're so insane.
See, all I know is that her daughter whips her hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. But then she cut her hair off, so I don't know what she does anymore.
But finally here, I decided to pull up the IMDb page for Gotham. Although, you know, IMDb can't always be trusted. I thought it might give us some full insights as far as cast here. Now, one thing that popped out to me, I mean, Emery, and I want you while I'm talking about this.
Okay.
Go through and see if you have any questions about anything here that you see, any characters you don't recognize, anything like that. And I'll do my best to answer them. But
let me hit the full cast.
But one thing that popped into my purview, mm-hmm. and it's looking based on her placement here and what we saw in the promo, uh-huh. this might be Gordon's love interest. Sarah Paxton is playing Betty Kane,
yeah.
which comic fans will know is the original Batgirl. She's the niece of Kathy Kane, the original Batwoman back in the 50s that they created because people thought Batman was gay because he had
a little boy
who ran around with him in tights and his name was Bruce, stuff like that. So I'm serious.
I didn't say you weren't.
Yeah, but so they created Batwoman and Batgirl to be, you know, their uh-huh. crime-fighting boyfriend-girlfriend kind of thing. So people would stop saying Batman was gay, particularly a guy named Dr. Frederick Wortham, who basically his book, Seduction of the Innocent, led to the creation of the Comic Code Authority, kind of the MPAA for comic books that most major companies just got rid of a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Wouldn't allow for sex, drugs, homosexuality, violent crime, stuff like that in comics, which, as we all know, are like 90% of comics yeah. these days. But I thought it was interesting. I don't know if they're going to go the Batgirl direction with her or not, but I would assume that probably a visit from her Aunt Kathy would be in order, especially considering that now Kathy Kane in the comics is actually, and ironically considering the origins, one of the premier lesbian superheroes in comics. You know, she's probably the most well-known besides maybe Renee Montoya, which again, they dated because Renee Montoya is an officer on the Gotham City Police Department. Created for Batman the Animated Series, folded over into the comics.
I'm learning.
Yeah, and you know, her
flip chart.
Her and Kathy Kane dated for a long time until the New 52 reboot anyway.
It all comes back to the 52.
Yes, exactly. Actually, they started dating in 52 where Kathy Kane as Batwoman was also introduced. So, you know, 52.
That is my reference point. When in doubt, 52.
Yeah, but I'm looking through here to see if there's anything else. Obviously, they've now listed Poison Ivy, where it wasn't clear that Poison Ivy was going to be in the show at all before.
She's really young. She's definitely young, like Bruce.
Being played by Claire Foley. Yeah, she
was also on SVU, but then again, everybody is. Recently, like a month ago.
Yeah, and of course we have, you know, Martha Wayne and Thomas Wayne. I doubt they'll be in the show long.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have cast a Renee Montoya too, it turns out. Victoria Cartagena, although she seems a little young. Maybe a little young to be on the police department.
No.
No, you don't think?
No.
Interesting then. Like that could be very interesting. Oh, and Crispus Allen. If you guys don't know Crispus Allen, he was one of the main characters in the Gotham Central comic series we'll be reading this summer, and eventually became the Spectre, God's agent of vengeance in DC Comics. You know, I'm trying to help.
I know. I'm good.
Be educational here. Give you some context.
You're good.
Okay, Wayne Ooh. Funeral Mourner.
I was more concerned with Homeless Junkie.
What about Big Man?
Thug? Gothamite?
Couldn't they have cast
and one Gothamites?
Couldn't they have cast one man for Big Man and Thug?
I mean, I guess not. The perpetrator?
He could have played Homeless Junkie too.
What about Other Gotham Citizen?
Other Gotham Citizen.
Well, there's Gotham Citizen and Gotham Citizen. They didn't even get.
You know what? I almost want to say this guy, Peter Iacillo Jr., who they have listed as Homeless Junkie. I almost want to say that's probably going to be the guy who kills Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Yeah, I could see that.
That would be my guess.
You're the Homeless Junkie.
Very much so. I hope. We can only hope.
Can only be so lucky.
Okay, and let's see. So that wraps up the news. And as always, this is our first episode. But we like to close off with listener feedback. We didn't get much. I did put out a call on Twitter and the Facebook for feedback. And we got I'll go ahead and give you all the contact info first. If you want to, go to legendsofgotham@gmail.com. Email us there. Twitter is @legendsofgotham. Facebook is facebook.com/legendsofgotham. And the voicemail number is 424-274-2352. It's going to tell you you're calling greetings from Storybrooke. I'll change that shortly. But 424-274-2352. We want your opinions on Batman Year One or on this promo for our next episode. And something we also like to do, if you go to iTunes and you leave us a 5-star review, we'll read it on the show.
Yes.
So, you know, as we're gearing up to come back and do the Batman Year One, if you want to give us, you know, a little review maybe, that'd be nice.
Give us a little something.
Yeah, give us a little boost here. Get us all strengthened up and ready to go before we actually start doing the real show in the fall.
Because this is just the pretend show until then.
Yeah, and this is a little weird. We're still kind of feeling our way through this because it has to have
it has to have
a different feel from our other show. So,
which is much more peppy.
Bear with us.
We're trying.
We are trying. But we did get one mail, and it's
one
from...
Mail?
One
mail? We got one mail.
M-A-L-E. No, we...
What?
We got... Gordon. No, but we got one email, I believe it was an email from our good friend and listener of our other podcast, Wynn Mercer. And she says, I never read DC Comics, and in general, gritty urban cops and robbers shows aren't my thing.
Inappropriate.
So this promo didn't pique my interest until it showed the villains as young people. Those are the plots that I'm interested in, as the Bruce Wayne story has been run into the ground as far as I'm concerned. How many movies have there been about them? I've lost count. Yeah, there are 7. I think
he hasn't lost count.
No, maybe 8. But that's a good point. You know, I was talking earlier about people were complaining it was, you know, Gotham Babies or whatever, but at the same
time,
that there is, and this is something I'm hoping to share with you this summer before we get into the actual show.
The listeners of Legends of Gotham.
No, actually, I was talking with you, Anne-Marie, my co-host.
Oh, with me!
and I guess with our listeners, too, but just there's a whole textured world to Batman, and Gotham City in particular, that I think rivals... I would say it surpasses even any other comic character's combination of, you know, city, world thing. It's the most fully fleshed out. I mean, that's because they put out like 20 million Batman comic books every month. But yeah, I would say even more so than Spider-Man in New York City or Superman in Metropolis. Batman and Gotham City have the richest texture going on. So, and I think this show is going to get a lot of that out there into the public eye and into public knowledge. which I think is awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah, but Amory's yawning here.
Sorry,
this is our second podcast
tonight.
Sorry. We've been podcasting for 2 hours now. It's okay. but we're going to be back probably in two weeks.
Yeah,
because we have our big wrap-up for Once Upon a Time, Greetings from Storybrooke next week. But we'll be back talking Batman Year One. And past that, you know, let us know if you have anything you want us to cover.
Yeah, I was about to say, any suggestions would be great. If anybody wants to read the comics for me and give me the clip
That's
notes,
not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But even individual episodes of Batman, the animated series, and we are looking for guests too, so if you're comfortable guesting on a podcast, let us know if you're interested.
If you're comfortable telling me, Anne-Marie, you're wrong, shh, sit in the corner.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. We're going to bring you in. We're going to teach you everything you need to know about Batman. And I'm just going to get to reread a bunch of my favorite Batman stuff. So here, and
what
rewatch.
You can't see is he's really giddy right now. And I'm a little twitchy and nervous.
We're doing a Batman podcast. It's freaking awesome.
It's not Superman.
I know.
If it was Superman, you'd have never gotten me to do it. Why? Because you'd have fanboyed the entire
time. If it was Superman, I'd be so excited. I'd be hovering like 4 feet above my seat because of the vibration and bouncing and stuff like
anyway,
that. Anyway, where can people
Batman.
Find you online, Anne-Marie?
You can find me on the Twitters at AMDSimone, and I have a blog that you may or may not enjoy. It is crunchy, crafty, and highly caffeinated.wordpress.com. Typically, I am highly caffeinated, but it's worn off because it's after 10 p.m.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter. At Bill Meeks. My Google Plus page is google.com/plusbillmeeks, and you can actually read the superhero stories that I write every few months in book form at dogboyadventures.com. Well,
so
I guess that's
this?
It. I don't know how
do we end this?
How do we end this? I think, you know, in classic Batman fashion, we just have to
bang pow
disappear. No,
nope,
we can't do that.
Nope. I don't like it.
We fooled you, though. You thought we disappeared. We hadn't. Join us next time for Legends of Gotham, I guess,
yep,
for now.
Yep.
Bye.
Until further notice.